Thank you very much for the question. On the position of infrastructure manager, it is one company in the Netherlands. It is state-owned. It is regarded as a kind of natural monopoly, whereas the ownership is indirectly with the company to the state of the infrastructure itself. The tendering seems to be not efficient, and it's not really on the table, I have to say, because of the complexity it might take. I can say there has been only one kind of, I would say, exercise to do a limited part of tendering, which when we opened the Betuwe route for freight services, which is the freight-only line from Rotterdam Port to the German border. Then we had a limited experience of awarding a contract just for allocation, traffic management, and marketing to a specific vehicle, which was not ProRail. There we have gained some experience in this angle. One big issue was, of course, already immediately the cooperation between the different infrastructure managers and network. That came immediately also on the table. If you would go this way, how to relate the different infrastructure managers part. Having said that, of course, the issue on productivity, accountability of the whole system is on the table. I will not go into details. We have also a government, I would say, review on the what is the best legal status of the company. On productivity and accountability, I can say a few words. One is there has been set a number of performance indicators, which has to be reviewed, in fact, day to day, but also from annual basis, which daily reliability, daily number of high disruptions, number of track works that were lasting longer than expected, et cetera. Those are all in. There's also part of bonus-malus system. How to have a credible bonus-malus system with a natural monopoly, that's not very easy, and which is state-owned. There is a bonus-malus system, so there is also some public, how to say that, public opinion pressure on the company. There is a benchmarking, as far as I'm aware, at least with other infrastructure managers across Europe. I can look it up for you. That is part. Regarding the accountability question, yeah, that is also debated. I discussed it even on Monday with my colleagues. Accountability is, of course, to prove the figures in the first place by the accountants, and to what detail the ministry has to check that or not. We're having different debates. I have to say, on accountability in this format, there are no serious questions reported, but accountability is on the table also. On the benchmarking performance indicator, you have to see our, let's say, support system is also what we call our annual Beheerplan, so work plan. On this, based on the benchmarking, based on the reporting, based on the financial figures, the company has to put forward every year a kind of work plan with also improvement areas. Of course, it's really not a simple economic sector, but these are all kind of support structures to help improving the this part of the railway sector. And yes, so what my presentation was really about that we are seeing indeed a larger demand and a larger discussion on scope of the maintenance and renewal, and what we have to deal with together. And the railway undertakings are also part of the of this game, of course. But thank you for this question. Turkey, please.